Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. Okay, welcome everybody to today's episode with Jana Barnard. She has a YouTube channel called At the Speed of Life. And this week, as you guys know, I'm highlighting a bunch of moms who have specialties and expertise in the areas that I don't always talk to you guys about because it's not my expertise, but I still want to be able to give you guys access to this kind of help. So that's what Jana does. Jana is an expert cleaner. I watched her speed cleaning, one of her many speed cleaning bathroom routines this morning because I have a son who has the downstairs bathroom to himself, and my one son can make that bathroom horrible, like so bad. So I watched her video, and her channel's, it's super fun because she just, it's like something that you can turn on. She puts music to it. She time lapses it and you just clean with her. Okay, so we're going to talk today about Jana. We'll get to know her, talk to her a little bit about how she does it, like how she makes it fun and enjoyable, and then some cleaning systems and routines, just tips and tricks for you guys. So we will get into that. If you guys have questions as we go, put them in the comments because we love to hear from you and it's always fun to answer them in real time. That's what I love about this podcast is that hopefully when you're listening in, when it's not live, you still feel like you're here with us and it's super fun. So that being said, Jana, tell us just a little bit about what you do, who you are, and how you got started with a cleaning YouTube channel.
Hello, everybody. I am Jana. So I run the channel At the Speed of Life. And as Krista said, it's sped up cleaning. I do cleaning motivation videos, family fun stuff, some recipes trickled in there. And anyway, so I upload Monday through Friday to inspire everybody to keep their household clean. So Krista's got the whole organizational thing covered and decluttering covered. But yeah, I'm the cleaning lady because I can't stand stuff and dirt and mess anywhere. So that's kind of why I started the channel, because honestly, I was cleaning anyway, and I came home with the kids from working, and I wanted to do something, and I thought that it would be kind of cool to inspire everybody else to keep their household up and get that stress away, because cleaning can be very stressful and discouraging, and you just kind of like look around while you're sitting on the couch and like, nah. You know, and you just can't do that, you know, so because it just piles up because then the kids come home and drop their backpacks off everywhere and the shoes are everywhere and whatever's everywhere. Right.
Yeah.
So mom's job's never done.
Yeah.
And laundry will always be there for you.
Yeah. Guys, she has a whole playlist dedicated to laundry. She does. <Yeah. laughs> She's done it all. So the part of your story that I love is that you had a problem. I mean, it's a problem that we all have as moms, but you came home from working, I'm assuming outside of the home, and you realized that I have to clean my house no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I want something to do. So you found like this perfect combination of like cleaning your house and finding something that like fuels your soul and gives you kind of a purpose. And guys, her channel has like 50,000 followers. So she knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing with cleaning, and she knows what she's doing with building something that fuels her soul, which is what we talked about yesterday. It's like a lot of times these businesses that we're highlighting this week are also a part of our self-care and how we take care of ourselves and how we do something that lights us up. But so that, I love that story. So let's talk real quick, kind of like how I think that we're kind of a match made in heaven, because I teach you guys how to have less to clean. Okay. And I know when you guys come into the group or into the community, however you find Motherhood Simplified, that's one of the first questions that a lot of people have are like, how do I create a cleaning system? How do I stay on top of all of this? And the first thing I tell you is that you have too much that you're trying to manage. So let's get rid of some of it. And then the cleaning becomes easy, but that doesn't mean that it goes away. And so Jana, like what are your thoughts on that? Like, how does decluttering make your cleaning easier?
Well, you know what? Actually, I have a wonderful life story. So I started on my channel like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, something like that. So before I met you, excuse me, I got some stuff happening.
That's why I have the coffee.
Okay. So I was cleaning all the time. You know, you see my playlists.
They're so fun, guys. You have to watch them.
And then Miss Amy sent me your way, and it really inspired me to declutter. Mm-hmm. So I actually spent every single video in January was purging my house.
Oh, nice.
So there was an entire playlist of purging. It was ridiculous.
I saw that you did that, but I didn't know it was so recent.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the entire month of January, I think. Yeah, it was January. And then after that, the next month, I did this time to clean challenge, hashtag time to clean challenge. And it was like insanity because I just went on the internet and I was like, okay, what are you supposed to clean when and how often, right? Mm-hmm. So I made this whole cleaning schedule and it was nuts. It was a challenge for sure.
Yeah.
So, but what I found since simplifying the household, even though that thing was totally nuts and it was a challenge and I'm not doing it again because it's crazy, but there's a playlist for that if you want to watch it. I learned that as I continued cleaning and repeating this schedule, it just got easier and easier and easier because there was less and less stuff to deal with. Ooh, so that is why we are like hand in hand, you know, just because it just does. It does make everything easier. How easy is it to dust a shelf that has one thing on it or 20 things on it?
Right. Exactly.
So there's so many things that if you minimize, you're better off and all of this stuff. So yeah, that's what I actually learned from doing that.
Okay. So I like what you said too about the routine, because I know that's like one of the biggest questions that you guys have. It's like, give me a system. Like on Mondays, I do laundry. On Tuesdays, I do whatever. And I always tell you guys, like, I don't want to give you something like that, not because I don't want to help you, but because it's a shortcut. It's a band-aid. And it's basically you saying like, come in and rescue me, which I want to help you, but you have to figure out your own cleaning system based on your season of life. It's going to change based on your season of life. You know, how much do you work outside of the home? How many kids do you have? How much spouse support do you have? Are you single? But what Jana said, if you heard her, was that she had this cleaning routine and system that she did, and the more she did it, the easier it got. So I don't want to discourage you guys by telling you like, I will never give you a printable like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday cleaning list, but I can teach you how to create a routine for yourself. And just like Jana said, the more you do it, the easier it gets. Like it got kind of on like autopilot, I think.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It really did, for sure.
Yes. Okay. So how do you make it fun? Well, actually, let's talk about the cleaning systems and then we'll talk about how you make it fun. But what are your tips and tricks for creating a cleaning system that actually works for you?
Yes, it is so personal, guys. So personal. Like when I did my little cleaning schedule, you know, I shared it with the world, obviously. And whether they took it and edited it or whatever they wanted to do with it, because it was mine. Right? Because I have dogs. So I had a pet cleaning day. I have a second story. So I had, you know, multiple bathrooms instead of just, you know, some people have one or two or whatever. So our lives are totally different. And like I don't have any babies. They're all older now and at school. So I have time to do all of this on every single day. So it's a lot different. Just like Krista said, whatever your season is, you make it your own. But my number one thing, and this has always worked for me, is daily three. So you always at least do the daily three. I'm just going to write this down. All right.
I'm going to write this down. Yeah, I'll put it in the notes.
Make beds, a quick pickup of the whole house, just a quick one. No dusting, no crazy, no nothing. Just pick up. And then clean your kitchen because it's the kitchen. That's yes. It, right? And then what I found worked for me, and I think works for everybody else, is grab one big thing a day. Or whatever day you're off of work or whatever, one big thing, with such as like mopping or dusting or, you know, whatever, or pick a room, do it room by room. I'm very compartmentalized. Mm-hmm. So I like to clean by room because then I feel accomplished. Like that room's done.
Yeah.
Right. So whatever works for you, if you're happy with the whole house being dusted, good. If you're happy with your living room being dusted, swept, and picked up and everything all at the same time, good. Just do what works for you. But those daily three as like a foundation, I find really work for everybody because that just makes your house feel clean anyway, mm-hmm. whether it's actually clean, you know, like scrub right. down clean.
Right.
So, You could still have guests over clean, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Being embarrassed, right? So I think those are like the must-dos and they're simple. You can get your kids involved with those. It's everybody can maintain that.
Yes. Right? That's so good. That's so good and so simple. And for everybody. Yeah. For everybody who just popped on. I'm just going to say it again because it's so good and it's so simple. And she's right. Like these areas that she's talking about, make your house feel clean. Like we talk about, you know, we talk about it a lot in here is like, I want to be able to have people come over without feeling embarrassed. Or the opposite. I want to be able to go somewhere without feeling like it's, you know, I'm going to regret it because I'm going to come home drowning in mess. But making your bed, which we in the group, we do a make your bed challenge every few months. Uh-huh. Something about making your bed just makes your room feel clean.
Absolutely.
Even if it's not, right?
Yeah.
It makes it feel clean. The quick pickup, which is like we talk about in here too, like the nightly reset. I'm only telling you guys how these relate because that's how simple it is, guys. Like don't overthink it. A quick pickup, your nightly reset, like put things back where they go. Just take 10 or 15 minutes, get the family involved, put stuff away. And then, of course, the kitchen and the dishes because, you know, there's nothing worse than your kids waking up in the morning hungry for breakfast and you're like, the kitchen is trashed and I got to clean up the mess before I can feed you. And then I got to clean up the mess after I feed you. Like, that sucks.
Yes.
That super sucks. What are they saying on the comments? They're saying the resets have changed my life. So yeah. Shamra says the daily three, that's her daily three. And when I put this replay up, like on the podcast episode, I'll put it in the comments in the description for you guys so that you have it right there easy for you. And just some other notes that she's putting, like compartmentalizing your rooms. So do you have like a personal schedule that you, maybe it's in that playlist, but when you say compartmentalize, do you follow it like really rigidly, or do you just kind of do as needed?
We're moms. You can't follow anything rigidly. You know, like you can make your schedule. That's fine. Throw your one big thing in for the day. And if you miss it, you miss it. Who cares? You did it 2 weeks ago or whatever. You're not, it's fine. You know, like don't stress yourself out over chores.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's going to be waiting for you anyway. So no, I just kind of like, oh, that toilet's looking kind of gross. Let's do the bathroom today. You know, it's not anything rigid. I've tried the rigid and you can't maintain it. You just can't. So yeah I just kind of go around, oh, we're a little dusty in here. So let's do that today. You know, I just kind of wake up and what do I need to do today? And I film it and put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, and it works out well. Like short of laundry is definitely once a week, but
right.
It works out good. And it seems like my followers really just kind of follow along and get inspired. I'm like, okay, well, I'll clean that room today too. You know, thanks and see you later. It, you know, so, because we all have to do it. We all have give or take the same rooms, you know?
Right. Right. I think that's really important too, is that we're all moms. Okay. This is literally a podcast for moms, and we all have to do it. So I guess the next question that I wanted to talk to you about is that, if you guys didn't hear, she posts videos on YouTube Monday through Friday of what room she's cleaning, which I think is really cool because then you can follow along with her. You just kind of, like a lot of you guys, turn this on and declutter as you listen. Like, you can turn that on and clean with her as you go. But did you start that recording it? Like, how do you make it fun? Okay, I guess that's my question. How do you make it fun? Because it seems like it's something that you have to do. It's literally a chore, but you really enjoy it.
Well, not to discourage anybody who hates cleaning, but I actually like cleaning.
Okay.
I don't like the physical activity of cleaning. I get such pride, I guess, out of it being clean.
Yes.
Right? And then also, if, you know, I'm mad at hubby or something, you know, it's very therapeutic to go scrub something.
Rage clean.
rage clean, exactly. So, I mean, I actually don't mind cleaning all that much. I've always been like an organizational person, and I know that we've all been at that place where, you know, there's just stuff everywhere and it's overwhelming and we don't even want to touch it. But you just, like I said before, I mean, the more you do it, the easier it gets. And then the more you actually do enjoy it, you throw on your tunes or whatever. I actually usually listen to podcasts, but I'm just sitting there listening to podcasts and cleaning up. And
yeah,
I mean, the beautiful thing is when the kids are off at school, I can actually enjoy my clean house for the 5 minutes before they get home from school. And then, you know, I just kind of enjoy it anyway. I enjoy the outcome, I guess.
Yes. If you guys on Facebook Live right now can't see it, obviously if you're listening on the podcast, you can't see it, but she's sitting in her kitchen that's super clean and really pretty. And I have to agree with her that, you know, I'm not going to be like waking up on a Saturday, like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, it's Saturday in my day to clean. Like, but I do love the feeling that it gives my house. And that's one of the things that we talk so much about in here, is like making your home feel like a sanctuary or a haven, and not a place that you want to escape, but a place that you actually want to be with your family. And taking the time to clean it actually makes that, you know, you actually want to be in your house more.
Yeah. And it's so surprising how fast it can actually go. I mean, even with the nightly resets, I do them every stinking night and I always forget to take a picture. And then I'm like, oh, it's too late now. But anyway, you know, I mean, it literally takes 10, 15 minutes. You know, it's not a big deal. You know, like, we feel like it's this overwhelming thing, but then all of a sudden time passes and you're done and you're like, oh, that's really nice. And then you do whatever you need to do.
Yeah. That's actually a conversation that I've been having with my 10-year-olds a lot these days, is that it's the scariest thing about the things that you're scared of is thinking about it, right? If we get so worked up in the details of like, how do I clean my bathroom? How do I find the perfect schedule? Like, how do I find time for this? Like, you're going to think about it. You're going to think it to death and you're never going to get it done. That's why, and some people are asking for the links for your channel, which I'll put in the description, but, I told you guys, I cleaned my son's bathroom because he's the only one that uses that one. And he is also the one that cleans it, but he's 7. So I do have to go back and, you know, do damage control. But I turned on her video, like the speed cleaning one. And I love it because it's like you have somebody there for you, for your accountability, but she makes it so simple. She does a quick little intro of like, today we're going to do the bathrooms, a little story about her kids. And then she turns on the music, puts it in fast forward, and doesn't make you overthink like, what supplies do I need? Like, where's the checklist of like the mirrors and the faucets? I just looked over at the window and she was doing things that I wasn't thinking about. Like, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I didn't think to clean the mirrors, and that's what she did first. So I was like, oh, clean the mirrors. Okay. It's not only about the pee on the seat. Like, so it's really fun. It's really fun. And I think that's key with like finding a cleaning system that works for your house. Something that's fun in a way that's fun for you. if you just watch her videos, it makes it simple and fun. It gives you good reminders, and they're like 10-minute videos, and you do it together, and then you're done. Like, that's it. Like, that's the cleaning system for you. That's it.
Yeah, just watch me every morning, and you know what to clean. There you go.
Exactly. Whatever she's doing on that day.
Yeah, there you go. That works. It's really
simple. Well, okay, so everyone is saying over here on Facebook, they're super excited. They love it when it's clean. They love doing it to upbeat music. They love this idea. I'm so glad that Amy, I haven't seen her pop on. I invited her. I was so excited that she introduced us to each other, because you're the other half. Like, you're the missing piece. I'm just like, throw away your stuff so you have less to clean. And then whatever's left, just go clean it with Jana.
Go clean with me. Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
No, I'm so glad that she made me join your group. It was awesome. It's awesome. I love it.
It's been fun. Well, thank you for coming on with us today. If there are follow-up questions, go ahead and put them in the comments. Like I said, when I post up the replay on the podcast and on the like page, maybe I'll put it on my YouTube channel too, because I have a YouTube channel. I just don't use it very much. I'll link it to Jana, and you guys can go clean with her. And now when you guys have questions about cleaning, I'll just say, go watch her playlist, because she's got you covered.
Every single comment eventually on my YouTube. So you can always ask me questions over there.
That's a big deal. So
it's getting hard, girl. I got a lot of people over there.
I'm like 1,000 people. How are you keeping up with that?
Yeah, no, it's hard. I sit there and
a nightly reset of comments.
Type away at night when I'm hanging out after the kids go to bed, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
But as of this moment, I still answer them all.
Yay. That's good. That's good business. Okay. Well, thank you for being on with us. And
thanks for having me.
Bye.
All right. Bye, guys.
Hey, friend. Did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody, with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you, so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it, because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode.